Thank you for your participation in this worship this morning.
感谢大家今天一起来敬拜神。
It's always wonderful to be with the people of God, gathered together, retreated from the world, to lift our minds and our hearts to our great God and King.
每一次当我跟神的儿女们在一起，从世界分别出来，把我们的心、我们的情感、我们的意志都来转向神的时候，是何等的美好！
As we've been singing, so I pray that His name will be lifted up in our gathering this morning.
就像我们刚刚唱的，愿他的名在我们当中被高举。
Today we consider what certainly must be the grandest of all topics.
今天我们要来看的信息呢，是一个最大的信息。
Let me direct your attention to the fourth chapter of the book of Revelation.
我们今天要来看的是《启示录》第四章。
There we see, as perhaps nowhere else in all the Bible, our God.
这里呢，我们可以看见我们的神是圣经其他的地方都没有描述过的。
In particular, we behold there God the Father exalted on His throne.
这里我们看见神父神。他在宝座上被高举。
Let this not be a mere academic approach.
希望我们今天呢，不是只是一些学术性的关心和研讨。
If we would worship God, we must worship in spirit and in truth.
如果我们要敬拜神，我们就必须用心灵和诚实来敬拜他。
God has revealed Himself to us.
神把他自己向我们启示。
And He's made it clear, first of all, that He is one.
他让我们非常的清楚看见他是唯一的那一位。
This He established in His self-revelation to Israel for thousands of years.
几千年来，他就自我把他自己向以色列人启示。
And in the fullness of time, when God sent the Son to be the Savior, He at that time then revealed further that He is three in one.
当时候满足的时候呢，他差遣他的儿子来为我们成为救赎。那个时候呢，他向我们的启示就是三而一的神。
But we must be very careful to keep in mind that He is not three, He is one.
所以呢，我们必须非常的谨慎，因为他不是三个神，而是一个神。
Three in one, yes, but one God, not three, one God.
三位一体，但是一位神，不是三位神。
What you think of God affects how you see the world.
我们对神的看法影响我们对这个世界的看法。
And how you see the world affects how you see yourself in it.
我们对这个世界的看法也影响我们看在这个我们自己在这世界中的地位。
So what you think of God determines how you will live your life.
所以我们对神的看法决定了我们如何过我们的生活。
It is essential that we think right about God.
所以呢，我们必须对神要有一个正确的认识。
And it is essential that we be careful not to form our concept of God from our imagination.
我们要非常的小心，我们不要照着自己的想象来塑造一位神。
Apart from His self-revelation, we cannot know God.
除了他自己对我们的启示，我们没有办法认识神。
We dare not trust our imagination.
我们不要只是相信我们自己的想象力。
If we trust in our imagination, we invariably produce a God that looks suspiciously like ourselves.
因为如果我们只是信任我们自己的想象，我们非常可能创造一位神，就跟我们自己一样。
Left to himself, man creates a God in his own image.
如果任凭我们自己来的话，我们会塑造一位神，只是照着我们自己的形象造的。
Lucky for us,God has revealed Himself.
但是我们非常的幸运，因为神已经把他自己向我们启示了。
Let me ask you, when you think of God, does any particular image come to mind?
让我来问你，当你想神的时候， 你心里想的是一个什么样的形象？
What image do you suppose the biblical authors had?
那你想这些圣经的作者，他们对神有什么样的印象？
What if my image is significantly different than theirs?
如果我心中对神的想象、印象跟他们的很不一样，怎么办？
Is that a problem?
那是不是一个问题？
Is any image as valid as any other?
那我们所有想象的这些形象里面，有没有任何一个是被确认、被肯定的呢？
A few weeks ago, we had another graduation at Western Seminary.
在几个礼拜前，我们这个神学院有毕业典礼。
It was my privilege to get to attend a party afterwards that was thrown by the family of one of the graduates.
那我们毕业典礼之后呢？我就很荣幸的去参加了一个毕业典礼的之后的 party 一个派对。
And at that place, I got to learn quite a bit more about this student that had been in several of my classes.
那在这个其中呢，我就认识了对我其中一个学生呢有更多的了解，他选了我许多的课。
I learned that he grew up in India in a Hindu home.
因为他告诉我他是在印度成长的，他的家庭是一个印度教的家庭。
I wanted to learn from him what their concept of God was.
我就从他那边知道了他们对神的观念和想法。
He simply confirmed everything that I had already been told.
他所说的呢，其实也确认了我从前所知道的。
Polytheism, pantheism.In reincarnation,
比方说他讲的多神论啊，还有他讲的那个轮回。
When I learned it in a class, it was purely academic. But when I heard it in the context of my friend, it stunned me. People really think this about God.
是的，我从前这些我都在学校里学过，但是你在上课学的呢，跟说真的，你认识一个朋友。他就从这样子的背景出来的，简直是非常的不一样，我非常的吃惊。
And it broke my heart.
而且让我非常的伤心。
And I was filled with praise that God had redeemed this brother.
我就非常的感谢主，神救了这位弟兄。
When we think of what the Bible teaches about God, and in particular God as Father, perhaps certain verses come to mind.
当我们来看圣经上怎么说神，尤其是说神是一位父亲，我们就会想到有一些的圣经经文。
Of course, it may be hard for some to block out emotional response based on our experience of our own earthly father.
因为当我们在讲父神的时候，我们非常可能就联想到我们地上的父亲，而我们很就会心里有一些的情绪的反应，我们很难跟那些情绪的反应分开。
The sad reality of life is that every one of us has had an imperfect father.
这是一个这是人类的悲剧，就是我们每一个人都有一个不完美的父亲。
Some worse than others.
有些呢比别的更不好。
And all of us need to enter into the notion that surely the biblical authors meant for us to conceive of God as the best kind of father.
但是我们必须要相信，这些圣经的作者呢，他们希望我们能够来认识这一位父，这位天上的父是一个最好的父亲。
Perhaps when you're thinking about God as Father, verses such as those in the New Testament that teach us the Aramaic word Abba, Abba, Father, come to mind.
那当我们在讲到天父的时候，我们可能会想到圣经的里面说的这个阿巴父，在罗马书。那这个阿巴这个字呢，是亚兰文。
One of those is Romans 8:15. You have not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear again, but you have received a spirit of adoption as sons, by which we cry out, Abba, Father.
在罗马书第八章十五节那里说，你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕。你们所领受的乃是儿子的心，使我们因此我们可以呼叫阿巴父。
I suspect some of you may think of the verse from 2 Samuel 7, the Davidic covenant, where God promises to David, I will be a father to him, and he will be a son to me.
或许我们会想到在撒母耳记第七撒母耳记下第七章十四节，在那边神跟大卫立了大卫之约，他在那里说我要做他的父，他要做我的子。
Another is in John 14:16. Jesus teaching the disciples says, I will ask the Father and he will give another helper.
还有就是在约翰福音十四章十六节，这里耶稣说我要求天上的父，他就会令我们为我们赐下另一位保惠师。
And I suspect perhaps the one most thought of in a crowd like this is from the Lord's Prayer, Our Father who art in heaven.
我想我们最熟悉的呢，就是主耶稣教导我们的主导文，他在那里说我们天上的父。
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come.
那你说我们天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临。
How easily and naturally this comes to the lips of Jesus.
在这里呢，我们看见耶稣说这些事情是多么的自然，多么的容易。
Our Father, your kingdom.
我们在天上的父，你的国。
Our Father in heaven, your kingdom come.
我们在天上的父，你的国降临。
Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Let me then bring us to this fourth chapter of the book of Revelation.
那我们现在呢，我们就来看《启示录》第四章。
And begin by setting the context.In chapter 1, we have a magnificent vision of the Lord in his exalted glory.
在第一章我们看见一个荣耀的人子的异象。
This is John the disciple who had walked with Jesus for 3 years. He had slept in his right next to him. He had eaten with him. He had walked with him.
我们要记得这个作者使徒约翰，他曾经跟随耶稣三年半，他与他一同吃一同睡。
And now when he sees him in his exalted glory, this John could not be familiar. He fell on his face before him as a dead man.
但是当他看见了升天之后得荣耀的耶稣以后，他简直不能 认出他来，他必须伏伏在地上，好像一个死了人一样。
Now he saw him in all his unveiled glory.
因为他现在看见他不再遮藏的荣耀。
In the next two chapters, this glorified Lord of ours dictates 7 letters to 7 churches.
然后在第二章和第三章，我们就看见这位得荣耀的耶稣，他叫约翰写了写信给七个教会。
Chapters 4 and 5 then go together and are the scene of the heavenly throne room.
然后第四章第五章呢，他们其实是一起的，他就在描绘在天上这个宝座的情景。
The main character in chapter 4 is the king on his throne, God the Father.
在第四章主要的主角呢，就是坐在宝座上的父神。
And then a new main character is introduced in chapter 5, God the Son, the Lion Lamb.
然后第五章呢，就有一个新的人物出现，那就是神子，就是这个犹大的狮子。
And the plot of chapter 5 is that God the Father extends a scroll that's in his hand, and God the Son is the only one qualified, and he comes and takes that scroll to open its 7 seals.
第五章呢，那边讲的是荣耀的人子，他不但是狮子，而且他也是羔羊。在第六章呢，就看见父神他交出一个书卷，而只有神的儿子他配得展开那个书卷。
Chapter 4 begins this way: I looked and behold a door standing open in heaven, and the first voice which I had heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, "Come up here, and I will show you what must take place after these things."
第四章一开头呢，他就说：“此后我观看见天上有门开了，我初次听见好像吹号的声音对我说：‘你上到这里来，我要将以后必成的事指示你。’”
And the things that will take place after these are the things that are described in chapter 6 and following.
所以这些所讲到呢,以后必成的事呢,就是从第六章开始。
So before he could get to the future description, he had to lay the foundation of the setting in heaven, chapters 4 and 5.
所以在约翰讲到未来将来必发生的事之前呢,他必须要先描绘一下天上的情景,当作这个故事的背景。
So the chapters 6 and following, the many scenes of cataclysmic judgment, culminating in the second coming, all of those arise out of this heavenly throne room scene.
所以从第六章到第十九章呢，这是我们就看见许多许多的情景，都是大规模的审判。这些累积到高峰的时候，就是耶稣的第二次再来。而这所有发生的事情呢，都是从那个天上的宝座而来的。
Let me then read for you this fourth chapter.
那我们来读这第四启示录第四章。
After this I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven, and the first voice which I had heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, Come up here, and I will show you what may take place after this. At once I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne stood in heaven with one seated on that throne. And he who sat there had the appearance of jasper and carnelian. And around the throne was a rainbow that had the appearance of an emerald. Around the throne were 24 thrones. And seated on those thrones were 24 elders, clothed in white garments, with golden crowns on their heads. Out from the throne came flashes of lightning and rumblings and peals of thunder. Before the throne were burning seven torches of fire, which are the seven spirits of God. Before the throne there was what looked like a sea of glass, like crystal. Around the throne, on each side of the throne, are four living creatures, full of eyes in front and behind. The first living creature like a lion, the second living creature like an ox, the third with the face of a man, the fourth like an eagle in flight. The four living creatures, each of them with six wings, are full of eyes all around and within. And day and night they never cease to say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was, is, and is to come. And whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him who is seated on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him who is seated on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever. And they cast their crowns before his throne, saying, Worthy are you, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. Does this take your breath away?
这些会不会让我们非常的惊叹?
Let us pray. Let us pray in quiet expectation.
让我们带着期盼的心来祷告。
O eternal God,
我们永远的神,
we approach holy ground.
我们现在来到圣地,
we would remove our shoes.
我们要把我们的鞋子脱下来,
by your mercy, allow us to approach.
因为因着你的怜悯,
we可以来到你的面前, speak to our hearts.
你来对我们的心说话,
open the eyes of our hearts that we may behold and appreciate your great glory.
主啊, 你开我们的心, 所以我们可以看见,
In the name of Jesus, our Savior, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
In the beginning, John is ushered into the presence of God in heaven.
所以在一开始呢,
where he is privileged to see and to hear and to report.
他有这个特权，可以看，可以听，而且可以把它记下来。
God wanted us to know what goes on, what it's like, what he is like.
因为神要我们知道他是什么样子的，而且在天上是什么样子的，在发生些什么事。
God is revealing himself. Walk with me through many of the details of this chapter. In John's account of his experience, the first thing he mentions is a throne and its occupant.
在约翰的记载里面，他的经历的记载里面， 第一件事情他提到的就是这个宝座，还有坐在宝座上的。
Behold a throne set in heaven, and one who sat on that throne.
因为他看见有一个宝座安置在天上，而且有一位坐在宝座上。
John mentions it first for a very important reason.
为什么约翰第一个要提到这个宝座呢？它有一个很重要的原因。
This, I believe, is one of the most important, most fundamental truths about God. He is King.
我相信这是我们所有这些基本真理，神的基本真理里面最重要的一个，就是他是王。
Think Caesar, think Emperor, think Supreme Lord of all.
让我们想凯撒大帝、皇帝，还有最高的主。
His Majesty, Sovereign, Potentate, Most High.
他是一个陛下，他是一个至高的、极高的、有尊位的，他是最高的统治者，他是至高者。
How do we not fling ourselves at his feet?
我们怎么可能不匍匐在他的脚前？
How dare we not bow before him?
我们怎么敢不向他下拜？
This is the most dominant image of God in all the Bible.
这在整本圣经里面最主要的神的形象。
The last thing we see of God in Revelation chapter 22, he is seated on his throne.
在圣经里我们最后一次看见神的形象是在启示录22章，在那里他也是坐在宝座上。
That's not just what he does, it's who he is. He reigns forever.
不单是他 的工作是王，他本身就是王，而且他执掌王权直到永远。
From eternity to eternity, throughout eternity, forever.
从过去的永远直到将来的永远，永远永远。
The heavyweight champion of the universe.
他就是整个宇宙的重量级的冠军。
We see that this throne is in heaven.
我们看见这个宝座是在天上。
That makes this one the King of Heaven.
所以呢，那坐在宝座上的呢，就是天上的王。
And since heaven is highest,
既然天呢是最高的一个领域，
he is Lord over all.
所以呢，他是万有的主。
All other domains are subordinate, subservient.
所有其他的领域呢，都是附属的，而且都是降服在他之下的。
From there, the central orientation point of the entire scene, then, is the throne.
所以呢，这整个情景的这个中心点就是那个宝座。
John underscores this by repeating the word throne 11 times in this chapter.
那约翰呢，要强调这个宝座呢，他在这光是这一章里面，他就提了11次宝座。
So even when he's talking about the things that are around, he's really talking about the king who is seated on the throne.
尽管他是在描述宝座周围的事情，他其实就是在讲坐在宝座上的这个王。It's
all about him.
这所有讲的呢，都是指向这个王。And
John refers back to this scene 27 more times throughout the rest of Revelation, speaking of God as the one seated on his throne.
然后在其余的启示录的这剩下的这些章节里面呢，27次约翰又回来再提到这个坐在宝座上的神。From
chapter 6 on, all the conflict and uproar described in 15 or more chapters, still God in his position is unperturbed.
从第六章开始，我们看见许多的描述，讲到很多的冲突、很多吵闹、混乱的情形，一直讲了15章。但是这其中的所有的经过的时候呢，他的宝座都没有被震动，也没有被改变。
In verse 2, then John says, immediately I was in the Spirit.
在第四章第二节呢，约翰说，我立刻被圣灵感动，或是说我立刻在灵里。
Another way to put that, though, is I was in spirit.
换句话说，约翰呢是在灵里。
This is a spiritual realm, even when it's described in physical terms.
所以呢，虽然呢这些描绘呢看起来好像都是一些实物，但是实际上呢，它是在灵的境界里。
We must be cautious. We must be hesitant to assign physical properties.
所以呢，我们在描绘用一些实体来描绘它的特征的时候，我们要非常的小心。
Somehow, the reality is like this, but the reality is spiritual.
所以呢，其实呢，我们会说，这个事实呢，好像是某一些是东西，但是实际上这个实物呢，它是一个灵，在灵界里面的。
And then what seems to me, in some way, perhaps to be the most curious feature about this entire description, is there is so little description of the king himself.
但是让我感觉到最好奇的呢，就是有这么多的描绘，而且这个宝座这么重要，但是我们看见对这个坐在宝座上的这一位，他的描述却非常非常的少。
You might expect John to go into describing his face, his hair, his features.
我们会期盼约翰可能会描绘一下他的脸啊，他的头发啊，他的脚啊。
But there in verse 3, all we get of a description of the king on his throne is this. He who sat there had the appearance of Jasper and Carnelian.
但是呢，我们看见在第三节，我们所有能够知道的对那位坐在宝座上的描绘呢，就是那坐在宝座上的好像碧玉和红宝石。
Those are not, in our experience, the most precious of stones.
但是这些碧玉和红宝石，在对我们来说，它们并不是最最贵重的宝石。
You do a little study, you find they're just red precious stones.
如果你研究一下的话，你就会知道这些不过就是红色的一些宝石。
And yes, with polishing, they can be made beautiful, dazzling.
是的，它们不过就是一些红颜色的石头。如果把它们磨亮了，它们会发光，很漂亮。
There is a brightness of fire about these stones.
但是在那里有那个发光像火焰一样的这些石头。
But it's almost as if this king is too glorious and too brilliant to be viewed directly.
但是我们或许可以猜想，那位坐在宝座上的他实在是太光亮了，太美丽了，没有办法直接的看和直接的记述下来。
We can't walk outside in the middle of a summer day and look directly at the sun.
因为我们在夏天的时候，如果我们直视太阳的话。
We look at what the sun does to the world.
我们没有办法用眼睛直视太阳，因为太亮了。但是我们可以看见太阳对其他事物的影响。
So from there, John goes into describing the surroundings.
所以呢，同样的，约翰呢就开始描绘宝座周围的事。
In verses 3-6, then there are 6 different elements that John introduces in this scene.
所以在第三节到第六节呢。约翰介绍了我们六样的东西。
We'll go through those, but watch this. First of all, each of them is described by its relation to the throne.
我们要来注意的就是每一件这六件东西，每一件呢，当约翰描写它的时候呢，它都是描写它们跟宝座之间的关系。
Grammatically, in the literary description here, we need to pay attention to.Prepositions.
如果我们来注意它的文法的话，我们就可以看见它描述中间呢，它用了不同的介系词。我们要来注意这些介系词。
Excuse me if that sounds nerdy.
我们可能太学术性了，这样子讲起来。
But element number one, the rainbow is said to be around the throne.
这第一件事情呢，讲到的就是这个红。那这个红是围绕着宝座的。
Then there are 24 elders around the throne.
而且呢，又有24位长老，他也是围绕在宝座周围。
There's lightning and thunder which comes out from the throne.
然后有闪电、声音、雷轰是从宝座中发出来的。
There are seven lamps that also come out from, that are before the throne.
然后有七盏火灯，他们是在宝座前点着的。
There's a glassy sea that is before the throne.
然后在宝座前有一个玻璃海。
And then in the middle and around are four beings.
然后呢，在宝座中和宝座周围有四个活物。
Two of these six elements are living beings, the elders and the living things.
所以六件事情中有两件呢是活物活着的，就是这些长老还有四活物。
Those other four elements are the rainbow, lightning and thunder, seven lamps burning, and sea of glass like crystal.
另外四件事情呢，就是有这个红，还有闪电雷轰的声音，七盏火灯，还有一个玻璃海。
After the sixth element is introduced, for the remainder of the chapter, John directs our focus onto the four living beings and the 24 elders and how they adore and worship the king.
约翰介绍了四个活物之后呢，他就让我们来看这四个活物，还有这个二十四位长老，他们如何在宝座前昼夜敬拜。
In verse 4, he introduces the four living beings.
在第四节呢，他介绍了这个四个活物。
And then he begins to describe them in verses 6 and 7.
在第六节、第七节呢，他开始对他们有些描述。
The description there resembles descriptions from Old Testament prophets when they were given a vision of God.
这些描述呢，跟旧约里面先知当他们在异象中看见神的时候，他们的描绘是非常的相似。
First, we cannot help but recall the vision of Ezekiel described in his first chapter, Ezekiel 1.
我们会想到在以西结书第一章他对神的这个描述。
Of the beings that had the four faces and the wings and the wheels and the eyes.
他在那里呢也看见了活物。有一些像天使一样的描述，它有一些轮子，还有眼睛。
And then we hear what these beings are calling out, and the call is the same as those from Isaiah's vision in Isaiah chapter 6. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts.
我们看见在这个四个活物，他们昼夜不住地说：“圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。”那这里讲的呢？跟以赛亚书第六节那边讲到撒拉弗也是在那边喊着圣哉圣哉圣哉。
The critical important factor about these two Old Testament visions is that in both cases, the vision is really about God the King.
那重点呢是在旧约里面这两个意象呢都是来启示神是王。
Before he ever gave this vision to John, he gave a similar vision to Isaiah and to Ezekiel.
在他给这个约翰这个异象之前，他也给了类似的异象给以赛亚还有以西结。
And God wanted these prophets to tell the people, to tell us that he is like this.
因为神要这些先知告诉他的百姓，神是这个样子的。
He is the supreme Lord of all.
他是那个至高万有的主。
And next, then, we see the 24 called elders who drop from their thrones, fall on their faces, and present their crowns in tribute to the king.
然后我们看见这二十四位长老呢，他们伏在宝座面前，面伏于地，而且他们把他们的冠冕献给这位王。
These 24 are said to have thrones and crowns.
这些二十四位长老呢，圣经说他们有他们自己的宝座，而且他们有他们自己的冠冕。
Obviously, somehow these are also kings.
所以呢，这二十四位呢也是王。
They are honored by the supreme king with the privilege of being seated in his presence on thrones.
他们从这位至高的王得着这个特权和尊贵，能够坐在宝座的周围。
They didn't earn their way by some great victory. They did not earn their place by some great conquest. It's purely an act of grace by the king.
完全是因为这位王, 他的恩典。
24 of them.
有24位长老。
12 plus 12.
24是12加12。
Like the 12 foundation stones of this new city, Jerusalem, in Revelation 21, and the 12 gates of that city.
就好像在, 启示录21章，我们看见这个圣城呢，它有12个基石，而且有12个门。
12 the number of tribes of Israel, 12 the number of apostles of the Lamb.
我们看见以色列呢有12个支派，主耶稣有12个门徒。
Elders are the leaders, representatives of their people.
长老呢，他们是他们百姓的代表。
So these are the representatives of Israel and church.
所以呢，其实他们代表了以色列和教会
enthroned before God.
他们在神面前，他们有做了宝座。
We reign.
所以我们也是可以掌权。
But we as kings bow to the real king.
但是尽管我们做王之后，我们仍然要向这个至高的王下拜。
And the call of the four then living beings, holy, 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 continues day and night, never ceasing.
那这四个活物呢，他们昼夜不住地喊说，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，他们不停地喊。
And as their call never ceases, so also the tribute praise of the 24 never ceases.
就好像这24位长老，他们昼夜不住地敬拜，那这24位长老也一样，他们昼夜不住地敬拜。
And as they present their crowns, they call out, Worthy are you, for you created all that is.
在他们敬拜的时候，他们喊出说，你是配得荣耀、尊贵、权柄，因为你创造了万物。
Creation. Does that surprise you?
这会不会让你感觉有点吃惊？
Is that the first thing that would come to your mind?
为什么他们在敬拜的时候，他们讲， 因为你创造了万物，当我们敬拜神的时候，我们会不会第一个想到这个？
Worthy are you, for you created.
因为你是配得荣耀、尊贵、权柄，因为你创造了万物。
Is creation really that important?
那么创造真的这么重要吗？
As the praise of God the Father in chapter 4 is for his work as creator, so in chapter 5, the praise of the Son is for his work as Redeemer.
在这里第四章呢，我们看见对父神的敬拜是对他创造的敬拜。那在第五章，我们看见这里对第五章是对神儿子的敬拜，是为了他的救赎大功而敬拜他。
Two great works of God.
所以这是神两件伟大的工作。
Creation, redemption.
创造和救赎。
And in fact, as it turns out, redemption is another creation.
实际上来说呢，救赎就是另一个创造。
Creation, new creation.
因为创造还有一个新造。
Yes, creation is that important.
所以创造的确非常重要。
In these relatively few words, our author has packed a mass of facts about the scene that he finds relevant.
所以呢，在这个短短的一段经文里面呢，作者他浓缩了许多他认为有关这个有关的情景，还有这些有关的事实。
Let's pull this together as to what we should take from this.
那我们来看，我们到底从中间要学到什么？
First of all, the most obvious, God the Father is King of Heaven.
第一个呢，就是非常明显的神，我们的父神，他是天上的王。
That's what's conceived in the Lord's Prayer, Our Father, who art in heaven, your kingdom.
就像我们在主祷文里面说的，我们在天上的父，还有你的国。
And as King of heaven then, and heaven is higher than all, he is the Lord of all. Another crucial factor to see, and we'll see it especially as we read through the book, the contrast between the scene in heaven and then the scenes on earth.
然后呢，我们如果继续看第四章、第五章，我们就可以看见这些有一个不同的对比，就是天和地。
Heaven is not a mess.
那在天上呢，不是混乱的。
Earth is in rebellion against its creator.
但是地呢，却是背叛了它的创造者。
Heaven is happily submissive to the creator.
在天上的一切呢，都向他的创造者降服。
Heaven may be a noisy and fearsome place, but chaotic it is not.
天对我们来说，可能这样子看起来好像是蛮吵闹的，而且呢，可能有点怕人，但是不是混乱的。
Our world is a place of chaos.
但是我们所居住的世界却是混乱的。
It's not really civilized. It's a dangerous place.
我们讲的不是只是比喻而已，这实在是一个危险的地方。
We can scarcely conceive of a world without chaos.
我们实在没有办法想象我们的世界没有任何的混乱。
We can wish that God would eradicate evil.
我们或许盼望神可以除去一切的邪恶。
And yet, perhaps you've heard it, perhaps you've thought it, I know I've heard it, and I've thought it. What would heaven be like if there's no conflict?
但是我们不知道，你有没有想过，我是有想过，那如果在天上没有任何的冲突，没有任何的混乱，那这个天上是什么样的？
Okay, we've got our hearts.
或许我们可以想象有人在弹竖琴。
And we're on a cloud.
我们都乘坐在云彩上。
So, how long is that fun?
那这样子下去，有意思吗？
We can scarcely imagine a world without chaos.
因为我们没有办法想象一个世界里面没有任何的混乱。
Because our minds are so twisted by sin that we actually believe that a little bit of evil is a good thing.
因为我们的心思呢都被扭曲了，被罪扭曲了。我们其实相信有一点点的邪恶其实是好的。Sure,
eradicate 98% of the evil.
或许我们说把98%的邪恶都从这世界上除去。But
we need something to kind of agitate and keep things interesting, right?
但是我们至少要需要一点点的恶，一点点的罪，让这个世界上有一点意思，不是吗？
But if we ever knew the true serenity in the presence of God, where His rule is never challenged, we would find that pleasurable.
但是如果我们真正的尝过真正的那个宁静，而且真正尝过神的良善，而且知道在那里神的主权是没有被挑战的，其实我们会喜欢的地方。
That is a fertile topic for churches to think about.
其实呢，这是一个很大的题目，让我们来思考。
But we move on.
但是我们必须要继续下去。
Creation. Creation is very important.
我们讲到创造，创造非常的重要。
God is the creator.
神是那位创造者。
Which means He is the Lord.
换句话说，他是主。
Creation exists to serve Him.
所有的创造呢，就是被造来服侍他。
And that includes us.
包括了我们。
One of the things it means is intelligent design is true.
换句话说呢，我们所说的智能设计论是对的。
Evolutionism is a lie, a hideous, wicked lie.
进化论呢是错误的，它是一个非常可怕、邪恶的谎言。
The Creator created.
因为创造者创造了这一切。
The Creator owns His work.
这创造者呢，他拥有他的手中的工作，这一切的作品。
The Creator loves His work.
这创造者呢，他爱他的创造。
The Creator is proud of His work.
而且他以他的创造为傲。
He created something amazing.
因为他创造这些是非常美好、很惊奇的。
And He is furious. He has been damaged and nearly destroyed by His enemy.
当他的仇敌呢来破坏、来侵害他的创造的时候，他非常的愤怒。
In fact, the whole point of the seven sealed scroll that the Lamb is going to be opening in chapter 6 and following is the king's purpose to reclaim his precious creation.
其实呢，从第六章开始，一直在讲的那个他要揭开七印呢，这都是神的计划，要一步一步收回他尊贵的创造。
Do not doubt that he cares.
所以我们不要怀疑，我们有时候会怀疑他到底在乎吗？不要怀疑。
And do not doubt that he can reclaim it, and he will.
也不要怀疑他到底会不会收回这些创造，他会的。
Redemption is about more than redeeming us as people.
所以这个救赎大功呢，不是仅仅救赎我们这些神的百姓而已。
He intends to redeem his creation.
他是要救赎他整个创造。
And as of the cross, an empty tomb, it has begun.
因着十字架，还有那个空坟墓，这个救赎大功已经完成。
Anyone who is in this Christ is new creation.
所以，凡有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
And to God the Creator, the great offense is not what our world's environmentalist movement says it is.
对神这个创造者来说，对他最大的侵犯还不是这些世上一般环保的人士所说的那些而已。
To God the Creator, the offenders are all those who oppose Him and refuse to bow.To the King in heaven and His rightful King of earth, Jesus.
对神来说，对他最大的得罪他的人呢，就是那些抵挡他的人，拒绝向他敬拜的人，拒绝承认他是天上和地上的主。
The great offense is defying Him, opposing His lordship of their hearts and His lordship of the planet.
对他。对神最大的得罪呢，就是抵挡神，抵挡他在这个地球的主权，而是抵挡他在我们心中的主权。
Jesus is the first and true environmentalist.
所以耶稣呢，他是第一个而且唯一真正的环保人。
And only those who love him are true environmentalists.
所以只有爱耶稣的人呢，才是真正的环保的人。
The Father is the King of Heaven and the Creator of Earth.
我们的父，他是天上的王，而且他是这个地的创造者。
He has the power to create this vast universe.
他有能力来创造这个浩大的宇宙。
He has the power to reclaim it and redeem it.
而且他也有能力把它收回，把它赎回来。
He has the power and the moral rectitude to judge those who would seek to dethrone him and to tarnish and destroy his precious creation.
他也有能力，而且他绝对的正直，他可以去审判那些想要推翻他，而且要败坏、摧毁他的创造的人。
What now shall I do with this sermon?
那我们说，我们听了这个信息以后该做什么呢？
Tell me, preacher, what should I do?
我说，传道人，我们应该做什么呢？
We always want to do something.
因为我们总是想做点什么。
I will tell you to do what all faithful sermon listeners from the time of Moses to the time of Jesus would do.
让我告诉你，所有那些听过摩西一直到耶稣他们传道之后，那些真正的有信心的、听道者他们所做的。
They did not have a Bible to go home and read. They did not have a Bible to which they can go home and read.
因为他们手中都没有圣经，他们没有办法回去好好的读圣经。
They take their one day of the week to gather together to hear the word of God and to hear it proclaimed and taught.
因为一周中有一天，他们聚在一起来聆听神的话。
And for the rest of the week, Daddy goes out into the field and plows the field.
那剩下的这个六天，一个礼拜的六天里面呢，做父亲的呢，他们就到田里去耕种。
And he meditates on the word of God that God gave him through the preacher.
然后呢，他就在耕田的时候，他就开始默想他所听见的道。
He reviews the infallible word of God and the teaching through God's spokesman.
那他他就不断的来复习，来重复的默想神借着他的出口所对他们传讲的信息。
And Mama is home baking bread and changing diapers, and she too is meditating on the word that she heard when she was with the people of God under the teaching of the spokesman for God.
做母亲的呢，他们留在家里，他们可能在煮饭，他们为小孩子换尿布，但是他们同样的每天都在默想神借着他的出口来向他们传讲的信息。
What do I do? I do what the characters in Revelation 4 do.
那我应该做什么呢？我们应该像在启示录第四章里面这些人物所做的。
Whether I'm plowing or baking bread, teaching, driving a truck, I'm meditating, I'm fixing my attention on the King, the Supreme Lord of all, praising Him, adoring Him.
不管我们在做什么，我们在田里耕种，或是我们在烤面包，我们在教书，我们不管做什么，都让我们集中我们的注意力在这位王的身上，让我们来敬拜他，赞美他，因为他是至高全能者。
That's what I do.
这就是我做的。
That's who he is, and this is who I am, his servant, to adore him.
他是王，那我是他的臣仆，我要做的就是来敬拜他。
Paul said it this way, set your mind on heavenly things.
就像保罗说的，你们要思念上面的事。
He also said it this way, look at the things that are unseen more than at the things that are seen.
保罗也同样说，要我们要注视那些不能看见的，而不是只是看那些看得见的。
What we think about God is the most important, the most telling fact about us.
我们对神的看法和认识呢，就是最重要的，这对我们来说是最重要的。
He is infinite.
因为他是无限的。
And as such, it is impossible to think too highly of him.
所以呢，我们就不可能把他看得太高。
In fact, whatever you think of God, he is greater than that.
事实上呢，不管你认为他有多高，他都比你想象的更高。
But think of him we should, think of him we must.
所以呢，我们必须，而且我们一定有必要的，要常常的思念他。
When we pray, when we call out to God as Abba, Father,
当我们祷告，我们向他呼喊阿巴父的时候，
This is the image.
这就是我们应该有的这个形象在我们里面。
We are approaching this great glorious King.
因为我们来到这一位伟大荣耀的王面前。
Worthy are you, our Lord and our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created.
我们的主，我们的神，你是配得荣耀、尊贵、权柄的，因为你创造了万物，并且万物是因你的旨意被造而有的。
God in heaven, we do bow with these 24 elders and prostrate ourselves before you, the great, glorious, worthy one.
阿爸父，我们就跟这24位长老一样的来到你的面前，俯伏敬拜你， 因为你配。
Make of us, remake of us, create of us those people who see with the eyes of the heart.
我们求你来创造、再造我们，让我们来开我们心中的眼睛。
Fix our gaze on you.
让我们注视你。
Would you then work that amazing, wonderful work of transforming us more and more into conformity with the image of your glorious Son, our Savior Jesus?
当我们注视你的时候，你就在我们身上做那个荣耀的工作，让我们改变、磨成你荣耀儿子的形象。
Let His fragrance waft through us this week as we walk in this mucky world.
当我们在经过这个世界的时候，愿你的荣美、你的馨香在我们身上。
Deliver us from evil.
救我们脱离凶恶。
But most of all, show yourself mighty and glorious in us and through us.
但更重要的呢，就是让把你显现在我们里面，而且借着我们显现出来。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。阿门。